Quick question. How often do you finish a post, email, or caption and think, great, now what? Most people read to the end, then drift away. No next step, no signpost, no sign up. That small, forgettable last sentence is where attention goes to die. Let's make this simple. Today, I'll show you one sentence that changes that.
You're listening to The Daily Marketing Move, your daily practical idea to make marketing actually work for your business. I'm Mason Reed. In 9 minutes, you'll have a tiny, honest tactic you can add to one live piece of content in under an hour and track a real metric for 7 days. Here's what matters. One open-loop line, done right, creates curiosity and converts attention into signups.
Today's topic is the content cliffhanger. What is it? It's one short, promise-driven sentence at the end of a post that teases a specific, tiny follow-up, like the missing step, a one-page checklist, or a one-paragraph template, and asks the reader to take one clear action. You don't build suspense for suspense's sake. You point people to immediate, compact value.
The main point. Here's the one-sentence formula that wins. Tease the missing step, name the exact deliverable, and give a single next action. For example, want the three-sentence template I used? Get it here in one click. Notice each part. You tease something incomplete, say exactly what they'll get, and tell them how to get it. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. Now, three live cliffhanger lines you can use as is. I'll read them, then explain why each one works. First, a blog post line. The one sentence that ties this whole framework together? Grab the three-question checklist I used to write it in under 5 minutes. That teases a crucial missing piece and promises a 5-minute deliverable. Second, a social caption. I left out the quick swipe you can copy. DM me or click the link to get the exact caption template. Short, specific, and low friction. Third, an email closer. If you want the 30-second checklist I ran when I tested this, click this link and I'll send it instantly. The email line is honest about what they'll get and how fast they'll get it. Crucial for trust.
You might ask, should I reveal the answer right away or gate it behind an email? There are two minimalist delivery paths. Inline instant reveal or one-click gated download. Inline instant reveal is paste it below or reveal it in thread. No friction, immediate value. Great for trust and small audiences. One-click gated download is a single-field email capture that delivers the item immediately by email. A little friction, but it scales opt-in capture and is fine if the deliverable is more valuable. When to choose which? Use inline when you want to reward curiosity fast and your post itself drives traffic. Think blog posts and platform threads. Choose the single-field capture when you want to grow an email list and the deliverable is worth a small exchange, like a one-page template or a quick checklist. Whatever you pick, keep the deliverable tiny, one page or a 60 to 90-second audio answer.
Here are three micro-copy swipes. Copy, paste, tweak. 1. Blog. Want the missing step? Download the one-page checklist I used. One click, no fluff. 2. Instagram caption. I left the quick copy swipe in the link. Grab it and paste it into your next post. 3. Email sign-off. Reply with checklist or click here to get the exact template I use.
If your account has low traffic, don't panic. Run a simple low traffic test. Time block swap. Week A, include the cliffhanger on similar posts. Week B, post the same topics without the cliffhanger. Compare percent change in your chosen metric, opt-in rate, or click rate, rather than raw counts. If you prefer an A/B test, run a small split on a social ad or an email campaign and look for directional lift. Expect noisy data. Treat week one as directional and run 7 to 14 days for clearer signal. Watch these numbers. Click-through rate on the cliffhanger link, opt-in rate if gated, and downstream engagement. Did people who signed up open the confirmation email? Also check unsubscribe rate after the follow-up. If it spikes, your deliverable probably missed the match. Remember, cliffhangers that feel like clickbait damage trust. Be specific and deliver quickly.
Okay, here's a 60-minute published checklist you can use right now. Minute 0 to 5, pick one live post or draft you can edit. Minute 5 to 15, write your cliffhanger line using the formula. Tease the missing step, name the deliverable, give the action. Minute 15 to 25, create the deliverable. One page, one template, or a 60-second audio answer. Minute 25 to 35, choose delivery path and set up the link or single field form. Minute 35 to 45, add the cliffhanger to your post, caption, or email. Insert the link button. Minute 45 to 50, quick mobile check. Click the link, download, confirm the email arrives. Minute 50 to 55, publish or schedule the post. Minute 55 to 60, log your baseline metric, current weekly signups or click rate, and set a 7-day check-in.
Here's today's marketing move. Add one honest cliffhanger line to one live piece of content. Deliver a tiny matched follow-up and track one metric for 7 days. That's it. Small test, low effort, high clarity. Let's break that down into action right now. Pick the post, write one sentence using the formula, and publish. Before we go, quick vignette. A freelance designer added a caption cliffhanger. Want the color pairing cheat sheet I used? Link in bio. And swapped the deliverable between inline and gated across 2 weeks. The directional result? A clear uptick in signups and a higher content reuse rate from followers who grabbed the cheat sheet. Not a miracle, but a measurable nudge that made follow-up easier and client conversations warmer.
All right, ship the move. Try it on one post today and come back in 7 days with one metric, percent change in clicks or opt-ins. Share that number with the community. What worked? What didn't? And one last thing, the show's signature line. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. Say it with me. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. Here's today's marketing move.